This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Investigative journalist, former special operations operative, one of the most famous wartime correspondents, is now in America because the battle for the Republic is happening here. All right, we're going to put this video out on X. It's really important. I really respect your view. What do you make recapping it of what's happening in Texas, all these states, and your concerns? I know I've got concerns about federally infiltrated militias staging some type of event. I've got other journalists on the ground we'll be talking to coming up the next few days that say indeed they believe they've come in contact with federally run militias that are preparing to give a bad name to anybody trying to control our border. Michael Yon, what do you have to say to that?
Well, Alex, you know, not many people really know the breadth of my experience in war and conflict. You would really have to have followed me for decades, right? I've spent many years in wars and conflicts. And I've been to a lot of violent protests and, for instance, coups, two in Thailand, lots of false flags that were quite obvious. Like, I was about to go interview a general one day, and bam, somebody shot him in the head, right? I mean, these sorts of things are normal. I mean, I've seen so many of these sorts of things you wouldn't believe, right? And so, for me, a false flag is like another day at the office. So it's not exotic to think about it. It is like my office, right? And this one smells like that. Now, keep in mind, this is a multiplayer game. It doesn't mean the U.S. government would be the one to do it. It could be CCP. It could be Russians. It could be Hezbollah. It could be anybody that wants to just get it on, right? It could be some cartel narcos in Mexico shooting across the river. It could be a lot of it could be some crazy people in a militia. It could be a lot of people, right? It's a multiplayer game. But the energy is quite high right now, and we already know that the so-called I call it OGUS, the occupational government of the United States. We already know that it's out of control. We already know that the only rules that it plays by is anything it can get away with, it will do, right? We already know that. We saw January 6th. We see Americans have to show their ID and get searched and whatnot to get on airplanes. Meanwhile, they got illegals, I mean, straight up invaders, coming across the border by the thousands every day that can board aircraft without any ID. There are no rules. We are clearly being hunted. And the American citizens, patriots, are clearly being hunted. They're looking for any excuse to go to war, and they will do it. I mean, obviously, there's going to be a very serious war. It's clearly coming. Don't walk into their traps. Do not do it. Why would you go to Eagle Pass, which is so baited, when Abbott clearly could close the border if he wanted to? This is clearly a wrestling match. This is clearly a show. That's the Thunderdome. Don't go. Do other things to close the border, right? There are many things that you could do to help close the border. I won't give advice, but, I mean, you know.
Is it the biggest thing to get Congress to cut off the State Department funding to the U.N.?
Yeah, they could cut it off. I mean, look, I'm in the city of Knowledge right here. Our invasion is caused by the people on this map. I mean, in Panama, these are the IOM and the Red Cross and all these clowns at HIAS. You know, HIAS is the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, right? It's mostly funded by the United States. It's in the open, isn't it? Listen, Mayorkas was a board member on HIAS. You just showed the map yesterday and today. You see the one circled with HIAS and the date? That was my footage, right? I'm the one that circled it. HIAS, I'm out there with him all the time. I almost rented that building that HIAS has down in Darien. I was trying to rent it, and HIAS got it before me. It's right beside one of the camps, right? And so HIAS is actually right beside China Camp in Darien Province, Panama. Here they call it San Vicente Camp. I call it China Camp because that's where most of the Chinese go. Now, let me be clear. I want to state it again. Mayorkas was a board member on HIAS. The Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, he was a board member. Then he moved to Department of Homeland Security, where he is now the chief, right? And you can go to the HIAS website, H-I-A-S website, and you can see where they're congratulating Mayorkas.
That's right. He is quarterbacking the whole thing. Send us everything you want to cover tomorrow. You'll be with us at 12 noon tomorrow, emergency broadcast this Saturday, January 27th. Michael Yon, thank you so much. Everybody can follow you on X. Just search your name, Michael Yon. Thank you so much.
12 noon Central. I'll be there tomorrow, sir.
We'll see you. Thank you so much. Alex Newman, expert on the New World Order, in 60 seconds. Stay with us. The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, we're living inside the operational phase of the New World Order. The same NGOs that ran the invasion of Europe the last 15 years are running the invasion against the United States. 25 other governors and states have joined Texas. That's 26 against what's happening. Regardless, the attention is good and positive. Is it going to save us? No, but awareness will lead to cutting off the funding of the UN NGOs that are running the invasion. Well, Alex Newman is the CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media and senior editor at the New American Magazine, in addition to writing for various other huge publications worldwide. He's an award-winning investigative journalist, educator, author, speaker, and investor, national syndicated radio host, and consultant who seeks to glorify God in everything he does. And his new book has just been released, Indoctrinating Our Children. We'll have him back soon just on the book. We'll talk about some today. Indoctrinating Our Children to Death, Government Schools, War on Faith, Family and Freedom, How to Stop It, LibertySentinel.org, TheNewAmerican.com. People ask how I've been so ahead of the curve. Well, New American Magazine, and before that was out, my family were involved with the John Birch Society, and just dead on. We're talking about vindicated. So, Alex, there's so much to hit here. You sent me a lot of topics that I really want to get into. But first off, the border invasion, what's happening, how it ties into things. This is really, I think, a lens or a keyhole into their operations.
It really is, Alex. And, you know, as somebody who grew up in Latin America, I spent most of my childhood in Mexico and Brazil and was educated there. I can tell you that the people coming across the border, a lot of them have been indoctrinated from the time they were little tiny children. I know because I lived it, to believe that the United States is the source of all their evils, to believe that the United States is the reason why they're poor, the reason why their own governments are corrupt. It was constantly drilled into our heads. The gringos are at fault. They invaded our country. They steal our resources. They do this and that and the other. And so when you combine the indoctrination that the young people who are coming across our border now have received as children, and the indoctrination that's happening to the children in the United States, what you realize is the vast majority of younger people, whether they be native-born Americans or the illegals coming across the border, have a passionate desire to see the United States of America destroyed, not just as a nation, but as Rich Higgins said from the National Security Council during the Trump administration, even as an ideal. The principles that our country was founded on need to be fully discredited. And so I was listening to Michael Yon right before I came on, talking about this is an invasion force. It literally is. They want a civil war in this country. They want Americans shooting at each other. They want immigrants from Somalia, from all over Latin America, from the Middle East, all adding confusion to this. They've got special operators coming in from China. They want to create the most disastrous situation that anybody can imagine. And I believe that the indoctrination of the young people, not just in the United States, but around the world, is critical to pushing this New World Order agenda forward. In fact, I don't think you can even understand the New World Order without understanding the role that the government school system all around the world, now under the leadership of the United Nations, is playing in preparing humanity for that.
Well, let's start running through so people understand what's happening.
So The process actually began 150 years ago. Now, a lot of people don't realize that government schools are a new and innovative idea, right? The idea that government would educate children would have been inconceivable to an American or anybody else in the world 200 years ago. That was the parents' job, right? But you had a group of communists, starting with Robert Owen, who was a communist before even Karl Marx came out, thinking, hey, we need to fundamentally transform America. We need to turn these people away from the Bible, away from God, away from the constitutional principles that created America, and toward a collectivistic vision of humanity, of society, etc. So he set in motion this train that eventually would become the public school system. From there, you had communists like John Dewey and super capitalists like the Rockefellers joining forces to really expand the system across the United States. If you look at the education that Americans had before the system came into being and you compare it with what we have today, it's like night and day. Americans back then were incredibly knowledgeable. They were incredibly literate. They understood logic. They understood history. They understood how to evaluate evidence. Today, the majority of American adults, according to the federal government's own data, are basically functionally illiterate. So this has all been part of a long design. Of course, you know the Rockefellers are an intimate part of the New World Order agenda. In fact, the Rockefellers and the Carnegies teamed up to unleash this system of public school around the world, right? And so now you have the United Nations. Now, this is what people need to understand. The United Nations is taking the lead on education issues. And it's been doing this for a long time. They have a whole agency dedicated to this, the UNESCO, UN Educational, Scientific, and Cultural
Organization. And they're promoting pedophilia, officially saying sex with kids. I mean, you think you've got a local government or a local school, in almost every case, it's UN policy.
That's right. And it absolutely is, Alex. That's what people don't understand. They think we're going to run for school board and we're going to fix this. You have no idea what you're talking about. This is coming from the UN to the U.S. Department of Education, from the U.S. Department of Education and the unions. It's then pushed on the states and the local governments. From the state and the local government, it goes into your classroom. So the UN, decades ago, actually wrote what they call the World Core Curriculum. Now, this was written by the Assistant Secretary General of the UN. He's called the father of global education. His name was Robert Mueller. And he admits in the foreword to the teacher's manual, in plain English, he says, the principles on which this is based are found in the books of Alice Bailey and the Tibetan teacher Zhivala Kul. Well, I know you know this, Alex, but I know most Americans have no clue who Alice Bailey was. I'll give you a hint. She was the founder of the Lucifer Publishing Company. So you have the guy who wrote the World Core Curriculum admitting it's based on the principles of a crazy lady who claimed to be communicating with ascended masters.
And for people that didn't know, Hitler followed her. Aleister Crowley did. She's a big cheese.
She's huge. And I mean, when you get into the higher levels of globalism, she is like, you know, one of the top dogs when it comes to spiritual issues. Now, they've changed the name of the Lucifer Publishing Company because that was just a little too obvious. They now call it the Lucius Trust, but it's still there. They talk about this new age that we're going into. And so she's got a book, Education in the New Age, right? And this was written 60, 70 years ago that she was cooperating again with these ascended masters, which if you read your Bible, she was talking to demons or she was schizophrenic, one or the other. And she says that the goal of education needs to be to prepare children for world government, that we're entering this new era, this new age for humanity, where we're going to evolve into a higher level of consciousness. And the people holding us back are the Christians because they cling to this idea of God and all the rest of it. They literally take the biblical story and flip it upside down, right? So Christians understand the serpent in the garden, satanic lies, right? You can be as God.
And now they've got this new show. Start over on that. They've got a new show financed by Amazon where the devil's actually the hero back to Adam and Eve.
Yeah, and this all comes out of Alice Bailey. She wrote in one of her books, Externalization of the Hierarchy, that eventually you're going to have to introduce all of society to the occult rituals and mysteries that these people consider to have been, you know, a critical part of their movement going back to who knows how far back into the past, maybe all the way back to Babel and Nimrod. So all of this is happening through the school system. That's what people really need to understand. Your children are not being educated in any sense that a normal person would recognize, right? Normal people, you ask them, what does education mean? They say, well, they're going to teach my children how to read, write, and do math. Don't take my word for it. We've got the federal data on this. Every 2 years, the U.S. Department of Education does what they call the National Assessment of Educational
Progress.
They're
turning us into total savages.
They are savages who are ready for a one-world government, who are ready to tear down their families, their communities, their churches, their country, their constitution, And they've been working on this. Again, we've got the whole history. We've got the primary source documents where John Dewey openly talked about. We've got to dumb them down slowly.
And wasn't the French Revolution and the Jacobins their big beta test?
It was. And that's what people need to understand. It's a total inversion of Christian principles. The French Revolution was a satanic revolution organized by secret societies. They hated God so much, Alex, they couldn't even tolerate a seven-day week. They declared, you know, God made the world in 7 days. We can't have that. We're going to have a 10-day week. They chopped off the heads of the Christian priests and pastors. They put up a prostitute in Notre Dame Cathedral and said, here, worship the goddess of reason. And so all these movements are now coalescing. And the primary mechanism that they're using to move the world in this direction is the government school system. I'll say it again. The public school system is their main weapon to make all of this happen. Yeah, the border crisis is huge. It's essential. The war on our Constitution, the war on our energy systems, the war on our farmers, all of these are critical. But the main element, the one on which everything will rise or fall, is the indoctrination of the next generation. That's the critical point.
All right, so I want to get into your new book and all of it, but just tying it in to everything that's happening and what we're witnessing, let me ask you this. How is it going for the New World Order? Because I see a lot of awakening, a massive acceleration of understanding. The globalist elite say they're in trouble. They think they're...
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Refusing to bend the knee to this golden idol that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. You go to the New Testament, in the book of Acts, you have the apostles saying, look, it's better to obey God than men. So we've always had, throughout Christian history and during the Reformation, we saw this as well, this doctrine of the lesser magistrates, where people must do what's right, even if it's in conflict with what President Biden or the Congress is saying. And so what Texas is doing right now, I think, is a role model. Same thing with COVID in Florida. Right, when Joe Biden imposed, for example, the vaccine mandate, our legislature got together, our governor said, look, we're going to pass a law that deliberately defies that. If you want to force vaccinate somebody in this state, if you're going to fire them for not taking the shot, you're going to pay a fine that's 10 times bigger than what the feds are going to do. So we've got to have state governments and even county governments, sheriffs, county commissioners.
We've got to have pushback.
We're not going to accept that. We do. And lawful through the state and through the local is the best way to do it.
So overall, this is positive, but I'm concerned about false flags.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is hugely positive, right? What the governor of Texas is doing right now should be an example for governors and county mayors all over the country. Next step is we've got to join forces. We've got to get these 25, 30 Republican states to join together and say, under no circumstances will we allow this. But you're right. We must be aware of false flags. There are special forces now from China, from other hostile nations spread all over the United States that have come in over the last few years. They've got sleeper cells. They can be activated at a moment's notice to take out the power grid, to take out the sewage treatment facilities. So we've got to be on our guard. I suspect the evildoers are coming up with possible false flags as we speak. Something to blame Trump supporters, right? Yeah, all this Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton stuff that Trump supporters are extremists and they're cult members who need to be deprogrammed. They're laying the psychological foundation for the handful of people who still believe them to unleash incredible persecution on their critics. So we must be very, very aware of false flags. Need to make sure we don't get caught in any of their traps, as Michael just pointed out, because, again, this is a time of great opportunity, but it's also a time of great danger. I believe the globalists are like a cornered animal right now. They recognize that they have to do something dramatic to regain control of the narrative, to get back in a controlling position. So we've got to be very careful. But again, that should not be an excuse not to get involved, not to do stuff. We just need to expose them. And whenever you hear something crazy happening that doesn't make sense, go to InfoWars.com, go to TheNewAmerican.com. We will do our best to get the truth out for you. And then it's your job, folks out there listening, to get this information to your friends and your family, even the ones who might still be stuck watching CNN or MSNBC.
Absolutely. Alex Newman, great investigative journalist, researcher, author. Let's start talking about the points you sent me. You kind of already foreshadowed this. How America became illiterate. How the school system was federalized and then globalized. How the creators of the system always had in mind undermining Christianity and the principles of liberty in America was founded on, how we can fight back, and what is absolutely essential that we do, and then so much more we're going to get into.
Yeah, well, thank you, Allison. So I go back to the beginning with the genesis of the public school system. Now, the guy, I mentioned him earlier, the guy who came up with this idea that government ought to educate our children was named Robert Owen, and he was a communist. Even before Karl Marx came along and wrote the Communist Manifesto, he wanted to get rid of private property, he wanted to abolish the nuclear family, and he believed so fervently in these principles, he actually bought a piece of land in Indiana and set up a communist commune. It failed in less than 2 years. And he concluded that the reason it failed was that all these people had been raised by Christian parents in a Christian society that valued family, that valued private property, that still clung to the ideals in the Bible. And so he said, how are we going to change that? Well, this is a fascinating story. He launched and created what a whistleblower later described as a secret society modeled on the Carbonari. And we've got the primary source documents for this in the book. The whistleblower, his name was Orestes Brownson. He says he was part of this secret society. He was in charge of organizing a part of New York. And he said the immediate goals were to shift public opinion in favor of government schools. Right? This was, again, before we had public schools in America. And they wanted to get men elected to legislatures who would support the idea of a government role for education. Well, this was a very hard sell, right? Americans were incredibly well-educated, primarily homeschooled, and then all the different church denominations ran their own school networks. And then, of course, we had Christian universities like Harvard, Yale, Princeton,
etc. Abraham Lincoln was homeschooled.
Right, and almost all of our founding fathers were primarily homeschooled, right? Some of them went on to get degrees when they were 14 or 15 at Harvard or Yale or Princeton, you know, good Christian schools back then.
But homeschooling
was the norm at that time. That's right. You know, parents, older siblings, and aunts and uncles and grandparents really were teaching how to read, how to write, how to do math, the history of the world. The Bible, of course, was the primary textbook. These were incredibly well-educated people. And so this whistleblower, Orestes Brownson, he eventually became a Catholic, and he repented of this involvement with the secret society, and he wrote a book about it, and he said that the ultimate objective, this is key, the ultimate objective, he said, was to destroy Christianity. Right? They, even before, you know, Antonio Gramsci, we all know about cultural Marxism and so on, but long before that, the communists had already figured out that Christianity was the giant roadblock in the way of their utopia. So that's the guy who came up with the idea of government schools. The texts and essays that he wrote ended up in the hands of the dictator of Prussia. The dictator of Prussia, according to Robert Owen in his autobiography, so much approved of this idea that the government should educate children that he ordered his interior minister to set up a network of government schools, just as Robert Owen had dreamed up. Well, the founding father of America's public school system, Horace Mann, went to Prussia, studied this system, brought it to Massachusetts, got himself selected as the first ever Secretary of Education for any state, right? We had never had a Secretary of Education in any state before that, brought the Prussian system into Massachusetts. Once he finished with Massachusetts, he went around the country preaching, you know, like a traveling evangelist, preaching the good news of salvation by government schools. And little by little, the other states started saying, well, we'll set up a government school here. We'll get the government involved there. And then along comes John Dewey, who's almost universally recognized today as the founding father of public education. He actually went to the Soviet Union for his ideas. Alex, this is a guy who wrote multiple essays for the New Republic about how wonderful the Soviet Union was. This is the guy who designed and built the system that today is educating our children. This was 100 years ago. So incredible, right? So he teams up with the Rockefellers, the super capitalists. You've got a communist who loves the Soviet Union teaming up with the Rockefeller dynasty. They had a philanthropy called the General Education Board. They gave Dewey over $3 million to set up an experimental school at the University of Chicago, graduated a bunch of kids that couldn't read, couldn't write, couldn't tell right from wrong, and couldn't do math. And they said, that will be perfect. That's the model we'll use for the whole country. He moved over to Columbia University, started at the Teachers College, brought in the Frankfurt School criminals who
so they were developing literally lawless, mindless morons, an army of idiots.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is, Alex. I mean, they had a plan to dumb down the American people, literally make us illiterate, right? This was a deliberate thing. Before the government got involved in education, you had virtually 100%
literacy. Well, I remember reading documents from over 100 years ago. The big U.S. Banking Association was like, too many people are illiterate. They're too smart. We've got to take control of education.
That's exactly what John Dewey believed. He actually outlines in an essay that he wrote called The Primary Education Fetish. You know, Americans don't really need to learn how to read, write, and do math when they're little. We should really focus on socializing them, making them part of the collective. But he says in there, you know, we have to do this gradually because if people find out what we're doing, there's going to be a violent reaction. So he was made the honorary life president of the National Education Association. And then over the decades to come, they excluded the Bible. They dumbed down the population. They turned tens of millions of Americans into actual illiterates using a process that we outline in the book that, by the way, is still used under Common Core today. That's why the kids can't read. And little by little, you know, then we got in 1962, the Supreme Court stepped in. They said no more prayer in school. Next year they said no more Bible in school. The justice who wrote the dissent, Justice Potter Stewart in this case, said what happened here was not the establishment of neutrality with respect to religion in the schools. He said what actually is happening here is the establishment of the religion of secularism, which John Dewey would have recognized as his religion, the religion of humanism. So let me
just explain that. We come back. Alex Newman on fire. This is striking at the root how they took over and how we reversed it. Straight ahead. Stay with us. Tell folks tune in now. You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It was about 2 weeks ago. I barely covered it, but it was in mainstream news. Airlines to hire disabled pilots, including mentally ill. And people saw that headline like, well, what does that mean? Well, it shows how evil this plan is, that these humans that say they're almost all of them involved in the occult, that hiring psychiatric patients, schizophrenics, there's the New York Post, is empowering people, but the NBA can be 95% black. You hear that, you go, where did they come up with this? Because they want to wreck humans running things and make it all AI. They want to purge the military and make it all robot because that'll follow orders. So you look at the left trying to wreck minds and wreck logic and wreck education and wreck civilization and say they want a post-industrial world because they believe them with a tiny brain trust that still is informed, they'll be able to rule us all because we're such gibbering idiots. But imagine, we're going to put a schizophrenic in, and now the airlines are lobbying to only have one pilot, and that'll be a schizophrenic. If you're a new listener, this isn't satire. I'm not joking. So you can see, investigative journalist, author Alex Newman, the end game here, this is very spiritual. This isn't people coming up with this. For hundreds of years, different political movements all coming up with the same idea to destroy the family, to dumb us down, to make us weak, to turn us into evil creatures. And, you know, I saw Maria Z, who's a talk show host that co-hosts with us often, and she said this on X. Do people understand what a victory is? Do people understand what a victory it is that the globalist Satanists have not managed to corrupt your mind and your heart despite their endless efforts? Again, do people understand what a victory it is that the globalist Satanists have not managed to corrupt your mind and your heart despite their endless efforts? They cannot win because they can never take our minds or our hearts. Understand this. The war is for you, all of your being, and you will never let them have it. You have already won with your defiance. And that really comes down to it. We have free will, and keeping control of our soul and our mind and protecting our children is the future. And as the enemy program goes from beta to operational and comes out in the open, this is going to be our strongest moment where people face the full horror of what we're up against. Can you speak to what I just said?
Yeah, and it's so true, Alex, that being able to go through a program of 12 years of systematic, scientifically engineered indoctrination and come out the other side and still recognize the truth that we're talking about here, that there is a diabolical, evil group of elitists who want to enslave humanity, who want to build this one-world totalitarian system, to be able to recognize that we're being lied to on all these different levels, even to be able to use logic and evaluate evidence, these are all an enormous victory over their agenda. Now, they're getting better and better at what they're doing, right? Again, people think that their children are being educated in the schools. They're not. It's actually a glorified version of what Pavlov was doing to his dogs. They are basically conditioning them. This is behavioral psychology. This is emotional conditioning so that they won't think, right? So that they'll have an emotional response to trigger words like, we should secure the border. Then they're supposed to drool like the dogs and say, no, that's racist, right? They're not actually thinking about the facts. They're not thinking about the implications of any of these things. They're just responding with their emotional conditioning. And so to be able to go through 12 years of that, and some of us even went to college and had an extra 4 years or even 6 years or 8 years if you got a doctorate, to be able to come out of that and still be able to think clearly and recognize that we are being deceived on a massive scale here is an enormous, enormous victory. The numbers, though, unfortunately, have not been very good, right? If you look at some of the polling data, Alex, and I know you've seen some of this, too, they did a poll a few years ago, a scientific poll. It was commissioned by the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation on young Americans, my generation, millennials. And what they found was that 70% of millennials said they would vote for a socialist candidate in the future. In other words, over two-thirds of my generation would go for socialism before free markets and freedom. There was another poll, also a scientific poll. They interviewed young people. Among millennials, less than half now identify as Christian. This in a country that was founded by Christians for Christian purposes.
And like something like 20-plus percent, depending, are quote, gay. Or you know, not
right. And the numbers are getting crazier. They've got polls now that show 50% of young people identify as a L or a G or a T or a B or what, you know, one of these letters. And so the numbers are getting worse for us. But what's happening is a lot of these kids are then getting deprogrammed, right? They're accessing true information.
Like a lot of people that get transgendered wake up and realize, no, I was in a cult. They cut my genitals off.
Right, and then they're angry. They're like, wait, you lied to me. And this is a process that I went through. I went to very, very elite international schools, Alex, where they train up, you know, the future managers of the one.
Yeah, talk about yourself. What woke you up? Tell us about that.
Well, I think one of the big advantages I had, and this kind of sounds counterintuitive, is that I didn't pay any attention to school. In fact, I got kicked out in the 10th grade. I never went back. I had no interest in school. But had I been paying attention, had I been susceptible to the brainwashing, I might be holding a very senior position in a government or a major corporation right now. That was the path that had been allotted to me. I went to school with the children of billionaires and CEOs of mega, you know, Fortune 500 companies, diplomats, prime ministers, things like this. So that's the world I came out of. Now, the indoctrination there is still extreme. I mean, unbelievably extreme. But they give you the tools, right? They taught me how to read properly. I went to a French school in Mexico. They taught me how to read with phonics. They taught me how to think. They taught me some real history. And so I had some huge advantages that, unfortunately, the victims of public schools in America today don't have. But I would say the biggest advantage for me, and I grew up mostly in Latin America, then Europe, then I went to Africa, then back to Europe. So being in the U.S. is kind of a new thing for me. But the biggest advantage I had was that I was rebellious and didn't pay attention in school. And that sounds counterintuitive, but I believe that is what protected me from the incredible brainwashing that so many of the other children that I went to school with succumbed to.
Isn't one of their biggest problems going to be the managerial class they try to train ahead of AI takeover are going to decide to join humanity?
And that is a huge problem they're facing right now. How do they make the incentive such that the people who are running these institutions now will deliberately destroy themselves? And so they've got to make this appealing. They've got to move out the older generation. I think a big part of what we saw with COVID was exactly aimed at doing that, right? They purged the military. They purged the intelligence community. They purged federal law enforcement of all the people who had enough brains not to take the COVID injection, right? And so they're systematically eliminating people who think for themselves. They're like ESG and these diversity, equity, and inclusion
but
things within the corporation.
But then that purge backfired big. So evil's not all powerful is what we're learning.
Absolutely, Alex. And that's one of the big mistakes that people who learn about the things that we're talking about right now make. They say, well, they control everything. There's nothing we can do. Everything that happens is somehow connected back to their plan. Don't give them godlike powers. They are not gods. They are not sovereign. They don't control everything. Their plan is not always working according to plan, and that is a huge advantage that we have. In fact, I think they are very distressed and very concerned right now about the direction things are going.
Well, let's speak more to that. Davos just closed down a few days ago. They got confronted there. People got in their face. World leaders said, you're tyrants, you're control freaks. I mean, they admitted that we want your trust, and their answer is more censorship. So they seem to be hitting the panic button.
They are hitting the panic button. That was the big takeaway from Davos, I think, right? The obsession throughout this conference was how do we stop people from communicating with each other? And, you know, they claim they're fighting misinformation, disinformation, malinformation. But all of that is just a very, very lame smokescreen for how do we stop these people from talking to each other and comparing notes. I heard a couple of the ladies up there whining about X and Elon Musk. Oh, it's toxic, right? They think you being able to speak, you being able to express your opinion, you being able to challenge the fraud and the lies that they're putting out there, they think that's toxic, and they are hitting the panic button. They're desperate now. You know, they tried to ban you from every platform, and guess what? People are still tuning into your program by the millions, right? So they are very, very concerned about how do we regain control of the narrative, and the World Economic Forum, the most recent one that just passed at Davos, in my opinion, is proof positive that they have lost control of the narrative, and they are frantic. They are desperate to try to figure out how.
No, I agree. And then Tucker Carlson's packing 30,000 people into arenas in Canada, and Trudeau's responding to him. I mean, these people are weak as long as we stand up. If we've got God on our side, if God be with us, who can be against us? Make no mistake, though, folks, you're not going to have to wait for the New World Order now. You're going to need to experience it, decide whether you're going to stand against it or submit to it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Crazy articles breaking on InfoWars.com right now. American director exposes New York squatting laws, forcing him to pay bills for family who hijacked his house. And remember what the Centers for Disease Control did during the COVID hoax. They were trying to say, oh, no more rents, but then that'll bankrupt everybody. They're trying to destabilize the world. Watch. Canada's climate czar accuses Tucker Carlson of inciting violence against him for pointing out cutting off their energy and, of course, promoting euthanasia is bad. So these guys are cornered rats. They're not used to being opposed. The public is with us, even though they've been brainwashed and dumbed down. When they see us opposed to the globalists, they rally behind us. And, man, is Tucker Carlson not totally kicking ass. So, Alex Newman, in closing, in the time we have, tell us about your new book and, in summation, what some solutions are in the fight against these maniacs.
Well, thank you so much again, Alex. And I do believe this is the issue which is going to determine the future of humanity. This is going to determine whether we're going to live as free human beings or whether we're going to be slaves or end up in prison camps. And I'm not exaggerating at all. You mentioned in the last segment, they're hitting the panic button. They are, as far as free speech, that's very clear. Another way they're hitting the panic button is on the education issue. Over the last year, the Washington Compost, they prefer to be called the Washington Post, Jeff Bezos' personal propaganda megaphone, has been relentlessly demonizing homeschoolers. So has the UK Guardian. So have all these major publications. Why? Because they recognize millions of families are fleeing the government's indoctrination centers and they're homeschooling or they're putting their children in thoroughly vetted, very good Christian schools. And for them, that's the worst thing that could happen, right? I think often of the little boy that pointed out the emperor had no clothes. As long as there are a few children who are getting a good education, who are able to think for themselves, who can read, there's always the risk that that one child is going to look at the emperor and say, hey, you're naked, right? And then everybody else is going to say, whoa, he's right. The guy is naked. And we can say that too. So for them, this is a do or die issue. That's why we see this fanatical drive to ban homeschooling. I was living in Sweden when they banned homeschooling. I watched them steal children from homeschool families as they were trying to flee the country to get away from this totalitarianism. Nazi Germany was the first government in the world to criminalize homeschooling. Now France and the Portuguese.
Absolutely, but they don't think second, third order. When they did the COVID thing, that made it explode more worldwide. They don't get – something's wrong with evil people. They don't think second, third, fourth order.
That's right, and it goes right back to what we were saying. These people are not gods. They are not in control of everything. I do have a chapter in the book about how they used the COVID scam to bring everything into digital, right? And so now you'll see in so many government schools, the children will sit there with their little tablet device being scientifically indoctrinated.
Or still, right? Restaurants don't want to give you a paper menu. It's all about control.
It is, right? And so they're harvesting all this data, and they're using this data gathering to better brainwash these children. So they talk about social-emotional learning, which, by the way, was born in a foundation founded by an occultist follower of Alice Bailey, who we mentioned earlier. So social-emotional learning, they get these kids on these tablets. They determine what attitude they want the children to have. Do we want them to, let's say, support abortion or support an open border? Well, we have to teach them then that opposition to that is hateful, that it's racist, that it's bigoted, whatever. And if they have the right attitude...
MKUltra program externalized.
It is. And so they gather the data. They determine, well, this child doesn't have the right attitude on open borders or abortion. So they circle back and redouble their efforts to brainwash them on that issue. So it's getting very, very good, very comprehensive. But when it comes to solutions, the most important solution for parents, for their children, is to pull them out of the government's indoctrination camps. Either find a good private school. And by good private school, I mean, you have to do some vetting. There are a lot of private schools today that are just replicas.
They're taking grant money. They're just as bad.
That's right. In some cases, they're using the same government school textbooks inspired by the UN that the government schools are using. So we have got to be very diligent in vetting any private schools that we entrust our children to. And then I close the book with a giant afterword. And, you know, I go back, I look at what did education look like that produced our founding fathers? What was the education that was received by the men and women who built this incredible country? And what you'll find is it was centered on God. It was comprehensive. It taught logic. It taught other languages. It taught children how to think rather than to just be unquestioning slaves and obedient drones, which is what the commies and the super capitalists like the Rockefellers engineered the public.
Yeah, they don't want logic. I mean, an example is liberals say, how dare Texas control its border, but don't come here as illegal alien. They have no empathy. It's all mindless.
It is, and it's hateful, too, Alex. They are teaching these children to viciously hate. I can't tell you how many parents I've talked to who have lost their children. They said, my children won't even talk to me anymore. I told them I was a Republican, or I told them I voted for Trump, or I told them I go to church on Sunday, and they say I'm a fascist, or I'm a racist, or I'm a Ku Klux Klan, or whatever. So this is the hatred that's being instilled in these children. It's the same process that Mao used in Communist China. It's the same process that Adolf Hitler used in Nazi Germany.
That's right. The university's brag. The Maoist brain. Brainwashing is the model.
That's right. They're dividing these kids into two categories, oppressor and oppressed. They're teaching the kids that the white privilege or Christians or America is oppressing them, and that they have to dismantle these systems of oppression, that the family is oppressive. Right? All the institutions that are critical to life, farming, family, private property, you name it, are being demonized in the minds of these children.
Absolutely. But the good news is the enemy is so incompetent. Where's Lloyd Austin right now?
Nobody knows, right? So it's truly amazing. But, you know, I'm really encouraged by what's happening, Alex. Millions of families are fleeing the system. Millions more are going to in the future. So the book has already been endorsed by some great Americans, people like you, General Flynn, Dr. Peter McCullough, Kirk Cameron, Tina Deskovich, co-founder of Moms for Liberty. I mean, we've got some of the greatest Americans supporting this book, urging people to read it, because what it shows with primary source documents is that this was always the plan. If the schools aren't broken, they're doing exactly what they were designed to do. And the solution, right, not just for your individual family, but for saving our country, for saving civilization, for saving the values that we hold dear, it's going to have to be a mass exodus from the system and a total rethinking of education, right? Having a few tweaks here and there, or, you know, different policies at the school board.
No, the whole thing's been weaponized. The whole thing's cyanide, reject it all. Let's put the book back on screen real quick for TV viewers. Indoctrinating our children to death. Government schools, war on faith, family, and freedom, and how to stop it. Paperback. People should get the book now, available right now. 60-second closing comment, Alex Newman.
Well, Alex, thank you so much for having me on the program. Again, this is the issue, right? We're never going to be able to get the country back. We're never going to be able to secure the border, lower taxes, keep our gun rights, save babies.
We don't have our children. I mean, they're coming after the children.
Right. If we don't save our children. So we've got to do it. That's step one. The other pieces will fall into place after we've protected our own children. Then we can move on and truly battle the globalists. So thank you so much, Alex, for all that you do. It's really a tremendous blessing to be able to speak with you. And you know, can't encourage people enough to get involved in this fight. And the fastest, easiest way to do it, and I believe the most effective way to do it, is to protect your own children, get them a good education. Don't let them become unthinking slaves and soldiers in the army of the globalist elitists that want to enslave you.
Alex Newman, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, we're going to look at the economic situation of the country coming up with a special guest. And then Owen Schroyer will be here with us in about an hour and 5 minutes with the War Room, 3 p.m. Central, Infowars.com/show. But you see this shirt? Super high quality. On the front, it's got the atomic family, the man, the woman, the girl, the boy. Team Humanity, 1776, Infowars.com. On the back, Team Humanity. This is the shirt I designed. We've got one other variant, the crew design, that's great as well. Here, I'll just show you that shirt as well. These are in stock now, now shipping. They were pre-order. They're now shipping. They're a fundraising shirt. Here's the other version of Team Humanity with a nuclear family. Team Humanity, Infowars.com. People are going to ask what this shirt means, what it's all about. They get us to obsess on sports and all these diversionary, you know, things. This is our family. This is humanity. This is who we are. We need to get that tribalism you see in sports and project it into the real world with our families. So it funds the M4, which is a total win. Plus, it's a great conversational piece. I was on four or five weeks ago with Elon Musk. He said they wanted to depopulate us. They want to kill us. They want to enslave us. They want to take us over. And I go, what do you call that? He goes, I don't know. And I go, let's call it Team Humanity. He said, yes, Team Humanity. And I've seen that hashtag on X getting big. This shirt funds the operation, but I want to see it go big. Make your own versions. Sell your own versions. This is not my idea. It's our idea. But I really am a guy always before my time, and I'm telling you, this Team Humanity is important. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get a Team Humanity t-shirt for men and for women, your whole family. Hell, if you post it on X and send it to me, I'll retweet it on X, at Real Alex Jones. This, I know God has told me, my heart's told me, my brain's told me, this is important. Team Humanity, join it today. Get the shirt. Take action. You can't lose. It funds the InfoWar. And separately, other great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force selling out. 10-hour clean energy, despite that, still on sale. First run of Next Level Foundational Energy, selling out, still on sale. InfoWarsStore.com. And so many other great products are about to sell out, like DNA Force Plus and Real Red Pill Plus. They're 50% off, despite that. Thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you, we won't get this other thing back in for months. You want to get Next Level Foundational Energy. All right. Hour number three, straight ahead. And then in 1 hour, Owen Troy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.